run your law firm the right way. This is the Maximum Liar Podcast. Your hosts, Jim Hacking and Tyson Mutrix. Let's partner up and maximize your firm.
Welcome
to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Maximum Lawyer Podcast. This is one of the Saturday episodes. Thank you so much for listening. These are bite-sized action episodes, and so they're meant to be short. My last one was a little bit longer than I expected it to be, but that is completely fine. But in that episode, I mentioned talking about what I did for this quarterly meeting. And so I'm going to talk about that because we did it different than what we normally do. Normally what we'll do is we'll send out a somewhat detailed survey. Last quarter, we did an extremely detailed survey, which I find was the best way of doing it. But as I mentioned in the previous episode, this is one where I wanted to give everyone kind of a break a little bit, where everyone had really been working hard. And I wanted to reward them a little bit for that by not bombarding them with an extremely dense quarterly meeting where we're just really digging in. And we were able to achieve a lot of the same goals, just it was a lot more relaxed. And the slides reflected that too. So it was a really, really cool feel. And you know what? For people that are watching, I guess I can pull this up briefly and I'll show you the intro slide just to kind of show you what it looks like, because it was definitely a different one from our normal. The theme of the quarter is future is bright. Okay. Future is bright. And I'll tell you how I came up with that in just a moment. Before I do, if you have something you want me to cover on this show, I'd love for you to text me, because I like hearing from you and I like getting ideas. I love it whenever you are, because there are things that I may think that are really tiny that I don't really think you all would want to hear about, and you all tell me otherwise. So I would love it if you told me, hey, I want to hear about, you know, whatever you name it, something that I've mentioned that you want me to cover, let me know. And I'm happy to do it, because that's where I get a lot of great ideas from you and I just kind of overlook them. So text me 314-501-9260. So shoot me a text 314-501-9260 and just let me know what you want me to cover. Or if I glossed over something in another episode, we're like, hey, I'd like to hear more about that. Just tell me, love to hear from you. The theme, I'm gonna get back to the theme of the quarter, because it actually comes from a couple things. The wording of it specifically, where I came up with future is bright, it's kind of a play on, or it is not a kind of, it's an actual exact ripoff of a guy named Pat Bet David. He's got a podcast. It's a really well-known podcast, so many of you probably know who he is, but he's got, of all, it's funny because I'm an injury attorney, but I'm kind of talking about this guy that owns an insurance company, but he is a really positive guy, and he's been kind of, you know, down with the negativity of the world. And so he's trying to push the idea of future is bright. And I like it. Jim sent me a text message a couple of weeks ago, and I had sent him something. I'd sent him a card or a postcard or something like that. And he's using it as a bookmark. And he showed me the note, and it in there, I said, the future is bright. And the quarter, so fourth quarter, our theme was a little bit more intense. It was about going to war. And so I wanted to make it a little brighter, because it is. And the whole point of it is like, listen, you all are working hard. The future's bright. You know, we've been going through some really tough things recently. And so let's keep fighting. Future's bright. I wanted to kind of pass it on to people. So the agenda, what we did was it was a lot more lighthearted than what we would normally do, where we'll mix in things that are lighthearted. The games we would normally do usually are kind of games where you would get feedback from people. And I kind of mixed in some of that a little bit, but with this one, I intentionally started it. And I will always start with music during the breaks. There's always music. So when we take our 10, 15 minute breaks, I'll actually I'll have on YouTube. I'll like search like positive music, or if there's a certain theme for the quarterly meeting, I'll search that type of theme and I'll play that music during the breaks and at the beginning. By the way, I put a lot of work into these. These are something I prep these like I prep a trial. All right, they're very, very detailed. So I that's why in the last one I was very ticked at myself that I screwed up the survey, which I talked about in the last one for Teammate of the Quarter. I'd screw that up and I was so ticked because I test the links and I do all this different stuff and I get help from people. I usually took this one all on myself, but usually what I'll do is I'll split up things of the agenda. And I didn't do that this time. I intentionally didn't do that this time. But what I did is I started with a game. I guess it's a game kind of, because something we call Sweet 16. We do it at my house with my family. We do it. It's something that there was a guy in, I think his name's David Glover. I think the guy in St. Louis that has a radio show, and they used, I don't know if they still do it. They used to do this thing called Sweet 16, where, and I think this is apropos because it's March Madness time, but you would go through and we'll pick a topic and we will then vote on who makes it to the next round. So on this one, I just picked the first thought that popped in my head, and it was best toys of all time. And it was really just kind of interesting because you go around, and so everyone gets to get a pick. So you go around, everyone picks who they think is what they think is the top toy, and you go around, you vote, and you go from round to round to round, and then you get to the final four, and then you get to the championship game, and then you pick a winner. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Everyone really enjoyed it. That's a little something. It was not business related at all. Not one bit, but it was a cool little thing for everyone to do. And so if you need ideas, that's one of those things that you could do if you want to. So I recommend that you check it out. And then after that, we played a video, and this is something where I mentioned that about texting me if you have an idea. The video was obvious to you, amazing to others. And the whole video is about, you know, there's things that you have or that you do or ideas that you have or things that you do that seem very obvious to you, but not to others. They're amazing to others. And so everyone watched that. It was like 2 minutes. It was a really short video. And then after that, we had a discussion. We broke into groups and we had a discussion about things that we think might be really obvious, but they might be amazing to other people. And this is one of those quote unquote games. That one really wasn't a game, but what we would normally do is have some sort of game instead of the video, and then we'd go into a discussion and you start to collect information. And we did that with that one where we broke into groups and then we reconvened and everyone shared what they had, because I wanted to be able to start to share small in small groups and then get into the big group and then share. And it was great. I had some of the best ideas we've ever had. Really cool ideas. Here's what's great about it. Such simple ideas that have a massive impact. It was so cool. Really good idea. Or not really good idea. We had a lot of great ideas. It was awesome. So then we do this during every single meeting. And that is we go over our core values. We go over our mission, we go over absolutely everything. So we have our one phrase strategy. So one phrase strategy is a really important thing. Strike fast, strike often. We even trademarked it. So, and we go through what that means to everybody. So we go through our mission. You know, we're leveling the playing field so our clients have access to the medical care they deserve, money to rebuild their lives, and equal access to justice. So, and we go through each of our core values. We go through our X factors, our brand promises, what our grant guarantee is if we don't actually meet our promises. So we go through all that. I think that's extremely important to continually remind our people about those. And so that's something we do. And then after that, we go through our Q1 review. That's what we did. And we'll always do that too. So we'll do our quarterly review. So these are the things that we set out to do, and these are the things that actually happen. And you know what? News alert. We don't always achieve them. We don't always achieve them. Just sometimes things happen and you don't. But you learn from them. That's what's great about it. So sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But as long as you are learning, that's what matters most. And then after we do that, after we go through a review, this is where we spend a good amount of time. What are we doing well? That's the three questions. What are we doing well? What should we start doing? And what should we stop doing? Okay. Those are immensely powerful questions, because you'll come away with a list of things. What was interesting is that when things are not so great, okay, you're going to get a lot of the, what should we stop doing and what should we start doing? Okay. And what I was very happy with is we didn't have a whole lot of those this quarter. It was good. We had great feedback. It was awesome. So we're not perfect. It was great. We had a lot of, it was interesting with, because we have a new team basically. We've intentionally gone through some turnover with the top grading. It's been now at this point about 2-year process, but it's been intentional, and it's the team we have is just, I'll put it against anybody is what I'll say. I'll put it up against anybody. It's pretty awesome. So I think because of that, we've made a lot of great moves fairly recently. And so things have been looking good. But after that, we go through our priorities and our rocks for the coming quarter is what we do. So we go through, okay, what are our priorities? What are we going to focus on? And what are our rocks? I can talk about that stuff in another episode. That's a definitely a more detailed episode that, yeah, it would take way more time. They may not even be a short episode, but I can talk about that in another episode because that is pretty detailed. And then I ended it with one of my favorite TED Talks. It's about 23 minutes. And actually, I don't think that most TED Talks are that long, but they gave Brené Brown like 23 minutes on this one. I don't know what the actual average time is, but I don't think it's normally 23 minutes. I even think that she got like the, hey, get off stage thing, because there was a moment where she kind of almost acknowledges them, I think. It's the dare to be, here's what I put it, the video, Dare to Be As Great As I Know You Are. That's not what the name of the video is. It's the one where she talks about the quote, daring greatly. And so I really wanted to have that quote in there. And so we talked about that a little bit, but we didn't have a discussion. What we did was essentially, they gave like a couple minutes at the end of it for people to kind of chit chat a little bit about it and talk about the video because they loved it. We had third people actually like tearing up a little bit, which I thought was interesting. But we watched that video, and then right after I let people kind of chit chat for a second, I went into the wrap up, which is kind of like my rah-rah speech for the next quarter. It was great. It was cool. You know, people teared up. I may or may not have teared up myself. I won't tell you, but it was cool. So it was a different feel, this one. I'm not usually the soft, you know, raw, frou-frou type, but I did this quarter, and it worked out well. But I've talked about other quarterly meetings, I think, in another podcast, but that's what we did this quarter. Hopefully you all got something from this podcast and from me talking about this quarterly meeting. But I'd love to hear from you. If you do have anything you want me to cover on the podcast, or if you have any questions about this agenda that I just went through for this quarterly meeting, but I'd love for you to text me 314-501-9260. And if I've not told you who won the Sweet 16, and Legos was the winner. So I hope some of you all were wondering that the whole time, but Legos was the winner. Time to wrap things up, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Until next week, remember that consistent action is the blueprint that turns your goals into reality. Take care, everybody. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Maximum Lawyer Podcast. To stay in contact with your host and to access more content, go to MaximumLawyer.com. Have a great week and catch you next time.